Right now, let's go out to my friend Cheryl Dorsey, the author of The Creation of a Manifesto, Black and Blue, retired LAPD Sergeant Cheryl Dorsey. Cheryl, thanks for joining me.
Hey, Dr. Drew. Thanks for having me.
Lot to talk about here. So let me start with this first-degree manslaughter sort of charge against Officer Betty Shelby, the Tulsa, Oklahoma shooter that killed an unarmed African-American gentleman. And they're saying, let's just start with this one question I have. What do they mean when they say she opened fire in the heat of passion, and what difference does that make?
Well, you know, I don't know how their laws read in that state. And so, you know, when we think of heat of passion, we usually think about, you know, domestic violence situation where, a spouse inflicts injury or kills a mate based on, you know, something that happened that made them snap, right? And so I don't think that this lady snapped, but, you know, that's the way that their law reads. And so that's the way they charged her. Maybe they thought that would be easier than trying to prove that she intended to kill him. Of course, I think she absolutely intended to kill him because she's marching behind him with her weapon drawn after knowing he's a stalled motorist. Who does that?
Well, Lee, let's say, you know, you did a lot of supervisory functions for the LAPD, right? A lot of, and even
yes.
teaching, right? So
yes.
If you were, and they usually call a sergeant when there's trouble, isn't that true?
Well, yeah. I mean, ideally, that's what an officer should do. If there's a problem, you want to get a supervisor there.
All right. So let's say you get called to this scene. How are you going to make sense of it? What do you think? What is going to go through your mind about what happened?
Well, I can't make sense of this. And so what we know based on the varying stories that we've heard from this officer is that she probably is truthful and that she was afraid. And this is the scariest she's been in her entire life because she's confronted now by a black man who seems to be of significant stature. And she looks like she might be slight.
But she's running up with four other officers with guns drawn, no?
And she's the first one there. You see her first, and then her backup comes. And listen, why are you drawing your weapon on someone whose vehicle has stalled? And what we are hearing now from reports is that prior to the backup arriving, and we don't see this on the video, but she had already approached the vehicle, and she had cleared it. That means she rendered that vehicle safe. She looked inside and didn't see anything threatening. So even if he were to get in the vehicle, she's cleared it. So why are you pointing your weapon? Why are you walking up on him? Why are you following him? If you are that fearful, stay behind your vehicle, take cover and concealment, and give orders from there.
Well, those are great questions. What do you suspect she would say?
Well, she's going to say what she said right now. She's going to come up with something to try to minimize these poor tactics. She's going to come up with something to try to justify deadly force that should have never been used. Officers are trained and taught, you draw your weapon when you're about to use it. You don't draw your weapon because you're scared, because you think something. You need to know, because when you draw your weapon, there's a great likelihood that you might have to discharge it. And so that's why this is not anything that should be taken lightly. And she doesn't just get to say now, well, I thought my partners were going to get shot or something bad was going to happen, without any articulable reason to feel that.
So she gets charged with this first-degree manslaughter. Is that appropriate?
Again, you know, maybe they don't want to overcharge, and, you know, I'm not an attorney, so I don't want to say whether that's the appropriate charge or not. I mean, it looks like a murder. It looks like to us that she charged this man down, walked behind him, and executed him, is what it looks like. I mean, they're saying, you know, in some reports that he wasn't complying, but we don't hear the audio, so we don't know. He may very well be complying, and that's why he's walking so slow and deliberate, because maybe she told him to go back to the car and get something out of it, and he's trying to say to her, okay, I'm walking, my hands are up, I'm okay, you're okay. We don't know. We don't hear the audio, but the optics are bad.